Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induwa Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. Over the past few weeks, I've been talking about healing and sickness. Today I want to talk about something that bothers a lot of people when it comes to sickness. Is sickness always the result of some kind of sin that you committed? And I want to read two portions of scripture. The first one taken from the book of John chapter 5. Time will not permit us to read the entire passage, but it's a well-known story about a lame man who was at the pool of Bethesda, and Jesus healed him from being crippled. Then afterwards, verse 14 says, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made whole. Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." And I also want to read from John chapter 9, verse 1, "Now, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?' And Jesus answered, 'Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him.'" So, we've read two portions of scripture. In one of them, the disciples ask, "Who sinned that this man was born blind?" And Jesus said, "Nobody sinned. This is not the result of sin." Yet in the other scripture, when Jesus healed the man, he said to him, "Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." Now that man was sick, crippled for 38 years. The Bible doesn't spell out what sin he committed, if he committed any sin. It was 38 years he suffered with that sickness, so we really don't know what else was going on in that man's life. But Jesus told him, "Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." So although the Bible doesn't spell it out, we could infer that maybe this man committed some kind of sin that resulted in his sickness, and that would have been like 38 years previously. We could infer that. But in the other scripture, Jesus made it clear regarding the blind man that nobody sinned, neither his parents nor he sinned. Now, this is the only scripture in the Bible where we could say, and with a fair degree of confidence, that this sickness was the result of sin. Because Jesus told the man, "Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." There are 23 recorded healings and deliverances that Jesus performed during his time on earth. Yes, there were many more. The Bible says there were many things that Jesus did that were not recorded. All the books in the world could not record all that he said and did. But what's recorded for us in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there are 23 miracles of healing and deliverance. And there was only one occasion when Jesus told a man, "Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." One out of 23, you could say, was the result of sin. 7 out of 23 was the result of demons. 16 out of 23 had nothing to do with demons. And only one of those sicknesses was probably the result of sin. And I took all the time to explain those statistics to you, because we live in a world where every time something bad happens, we assume it's some kind of sin that we committed. Because we hear on TV that a Christian is not supposed to be sick. We hear on TV that the devil has no legal right to bring sickness into your life. So if you have sickness, it's because you have some open door and maybe you committed some kind of sin that is a result of that kind of sickness. Because this is the product of a false theology that says Christians cannot be sick unless they open some door, they committed some kind of sin. So as a result, Whenever a Christian is suffering with some kind of sickness, their first instinct is to say, is to question, what did I do wrong? Did I commit some kind of sin? Is it because I didn't go to church today? Is it this? Is it that? And they start thinking about everything they did. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with examining yourself. The Bible says to examine yourself to see if there be any wicked way in me. The psalmist David prayed, Lord, search me and try me and see if there be any wicked way. We should always be searching ourselves to make sure God cleanses us and purifies us and continue to lead us into the path of righteousness. But there is a difference between introspection and self-condemnation. And many Christians live in this realm of self-condemnation where everything that goes wrong, whether it be a trial, a sickness, a family problem, a financial situation, it is always some kind of sin that they committed. They're always trying to figure out what sin they committed, and they pray prayers that sound like this. Lord, forgive me for any sin that I may have committed, and I repent of it just in case. And they have no clue. They don't have any understanding of what's going on. They're just shooting in the dark. They simply do not have a clue. And that is what happened. What happens when you give in to misguided false theologies, false teachings. Because of these teachings, we see God as a punisher rather than a loving heavenly Father. And every little thing we do wrong, we think God is punishing us. Everything that goes wrong in our lives, we think God is punishing us. Because we grew up as children hearing, if you lie, God will punish you. If you do this, God will punish you. And we see God as a punisher. But the God we serve is defined as love. He's slow to anger, quick to mercy and grace. Our God is a God of mercy and grace, God of forgiveness. The Bible says, judgment came through the law, but grace came through Jesus Christ. The Bible says, whom the Lord loves, he chastens. He is a loving heavenly Father, and even earthly fathers punish their children because of love, for their own good, for their own correction. How much more so God as a loving heavenly Father? The Bible says, whom he loves, he chastens. And it doesn't spell out what kind of chastening it is. That chastening could be the form of persecution. It could be the form of trials. It could be the form of sickness. It could be anything. So the belief that every time something goes wrong in our life, every sickness we have, every ailment, every infirmity, every flu, every sneeze is the result of some kind of sin, that teaching is false. The Bible certainly doesn't teach it. There was only one out of 23 miracles Jesus committed where he insinuated that somebody who was healed might have been sick because of some sin they committed. In every other case, 16 out of 23 recorded miracles, the healing was due to natural degeneration of the human body. Now, as I shared in a previous session, all sin in the world, all sickness in the world, is the result of the original sin that Adam committed. That sin introduced sickness into the world, because now we live in corruptible bodies, and the Bible says, when we are resurrected, when he shall appear, this corruptible will put on incorruptible. So even though we are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit, our human bodies or physical bodies are still under the curse. We still live in a decaying body. And most sicknesses are the result of normal degeneration. You have bad genes. You were exposed to bad air. Maybe you got secondhand smoke. And most sicknesses, maybe you ate too much sugar. Maybe your thyroid function has degenerated, and most sicknesses are the result of that. 7 out of the 23 healings were the result of demons. So already we see demons are responsible for a minority of the sicknesses. Directly responsible. and only one of the 23 was the direct result of sin. In addition to that, there are many men of God, powerful men of God in the Bible, who succumbed to sicknesses, and many of whom did not recover. Elisha is the prime example. Elisha was an anointed prophet of God. He was the one who received that double portion of Elijah's anointing, and we talk about him all the time. But Elisha was struck down with a sickness, and he eventually died of that sickness. And you may say, well, maybe Elisha committed some kind of sin and God removed his Holy Spirit from him. But the Bible went on to say, even after Elisha was dead and buried, during a war, one particular soldier died, and they buried him and they threw his body in a location which just happened to be the same place where Elisha was buried. And when that soldier's dead body came into contact with Elisha's bones, he was healed, he was raised to life, and he went back into battle. So did Elisha commit some kind of sin such that he died of sickness? No. This is just normal human degeneration, and on this occasion God chose not to heal it. The book of Philippians talk about a guy called Epaphras, who was a tireless servant of God, working hard, and he was working so hard for the Lord that he got sick and he couldn't go about doing any more ministry, at least for a while. The Bible talks about Paul. He was granted so many revelations that God gave him a thorn in his flesh. And although the Bible doesn't spell out what that thorn is, many people believe it is either a sickness or some kind of trial that came upon Paul, and not because of any sin he committed, but because God knew that was best for him. And of course, there was the case of Job. Righteous man, serving God, God himself said he has found no fault in him. Yet, God allowed the devil to bring sickness into Job's life, and God eventually blessed him double for his trouble. We know that story very well. The reason I'm sharing all of this is to let you know, if you're going through some kind of trial, or even if that trial is a sickness, by all means, search yourselves. By all means, ask God to search you and to see if there's anything that you're doing wrong, if you have any unforgiveness. But there's a strong possibility that that sickness has nothing to do with sin, at least not any direct sin that you committed. Most likely, that sickness is the result of normal human degeneration and the fact that you live in a corruptible body, which will only become corruptible when you are glorified in heaven with God. In the meantime, continue to pray. Continue to pray for healing, seek God for healing, pray without ceasing, make your requests known to God, but don't live in condemnation. Because we live in a corruptible body, try to live as healthy as you could. Exercise, eat healthy, take care of yourself. Don't live miracle to miracle, live healthy, and stop living in condemnation. Because there is a strong chance, at least a 95% chance, that whatever sickness you have is not the result of sin. Do not live in condemnation. And may the truth of God's word set you free. And I pray that if you suffer from any sickness, God will heal you, God will raise you up, and if you committed any sins, it'll be forgiven. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link.
God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.